This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. As always, we bring an exciting guest, and we're so especially excited tonight to have our guest with us live from Israel. He's been with us before, Harry Moskoff, the award-winning film producer, writer of The Ark Report. And this is fascinating stuff as we talk about the search for the Ark of the Covenant and the tunnels below Israel. And this is almost like going back into the Indiana Jones movie, and many people call him the real-life Indiana Jones. He's also an ordained Orthodox rabbi. So excited, Harry, to have you back with us. And what time is it in Israel right now?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. It's 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning. Okay. You haven't even, have you had your first cup of coffee yet?
No, actually.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Being that we just had the election and we're having riots now every night here in the U.S. in response to the Trump election, even the country of Turkey has issued a travel warning to their citizens about traveling to the United States. Is there any general thoughts from the Israeli people about a Donald Trump as president?
Well, of course, that's a very timely question. No question, it's really very important and being discussed, of course, over here. I also write for the Jerusalem Post, so I that's my next article, actually. And the truth of the matter is, we see it here in Israel as basically a miracle, a miracle from God that he won. Because of if Hillary had won, it's actually obvious that, and she said it herself, that she would carry on the ideals and the plans, et cetera, that the Obama administration had already put into place regarding Iran and other plans that he had, vis-a-vis that would have been possibly very negative towards Israel. So I think there was a huge sort of collective sigh of relief, definitely from the Prime Minister's office, who Mr. Netanyahu actually made a video afterwards and, you know, congratulating Donald Trump. And we're actually quite excited here in Israel. I think it'll be, you know, for better or for worse, whether you love him or you hate him, there was actually a poll taken yesterday, and only 55,000 people were polled, but they definitely favored, 78% of them favored Trump. Over.
Did you say 78%?
That's correct.
Wow. I understand since the polls were showing Hillary was going to win, they were actually loading another plane with cash to send to Iran. But they had to cancel that flight, right? All right. Well, let's get into all about your new website. And for people that don't know you, we kind of have to do a little bit of a reboot so that people that didn't hear your first interview and are just joining us for the first time, you actually, by trade, are a patent agent, and you live part of the time in Canada, part of the time in Israel. You're also an ordained Orthodox rabbi, but then for the last 25 years, you've gone down this rabbit hole into the search for the Ark of the Covenant. As I set that up, correct me if any of that is wrong on who you are and what the background is.
Sure, that's basically that's a good overview of what I've been doing. I think you know, over the past 25 years, as you mentioned, this whole thing really started as a hobby. And after we moved to Israel about 11 years ago, 12 years ago, it really started, you know, being here, being inspired by the holy man and everything that comes along with it spiritually. I think that that's what being close to the Temple Mount, etc., it really sort of inspired me to write all my findings down, write this theory that I had down, and to make movies, etc., trying to bring it out there, trying to inspire people and let them know, you know what, the Ark really is, it's real, it really does still exist today, just like it did when it was hidden 2,700 years ago, and this is where approximately it could be found, and how it got there, why it got there. So I wrote this book, as you mentioned, called The Ark Report, you know, mentioning those things, as well as other different temple vessels, the Knights Templar, how what they did, how things sort of brought us to where we are today.
Yeah, just fascinating information. I mean, when you just mentioned the Knights Templar, we could do a whole show about that. For those people that may not know what the Ark of the Covenant is, of course, this was the centerpiece, right, of all of the Indiana Jones movies. This is what he was searching for. Some people don't know what that is, so why don't we start with a basic introduction to what is the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, the Ark of the Covenant, essentially, was and is, in its most overall sense, it's almost like a magnet. It acts as like a magnet for the divine presence. And what it contains is basically a golden chest, about 4 feet long and 3 feet wide and 3 feet high, with poles to be carried sticking out on either end. And there's something called the mercy seat, where there are two angels that cover with the wings this ark, golden angels, cherubim, they're called. And inside of it houses the Ten Commandments, both the first commandments, the stone commandments that were broken by Moses on Mount Sinai, and the second. It was built by Moses and Bezalel, his craftsmen, as it says in the Torah, as it says in the Old Testament, and in Exodus. And basically what it does, it journeyed through and accompanied the Israelites, the Hebrews, in the wilderness for 40 years until the Jews came into Israel proper, and then helped conquer, sort of acted as I won't say like a war machine, but essentially it really helped through miraculous.
Right, so this big gold box on poles was actually brought into the field of battle, and some suggested actually has some kind of technologies that where it can shoot off maybe lasers or other things. Do you have any thoughts on what the actual war capabilities were of the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, in fact, to be more specific, there were two arcs. There was the ark, strictly speaking. There was the ark that Moses made, the first ark that Moses made out of wood, which they did take to war, and that had the first tablet. And then by the time the second one was made to keep in the tabernacle, the golden one, that they put the first ones in there and the second one also. So they took, at first they took the wooden one out to war, and then the second one also went out to war. Was captured later by the Plishtim in Hebrew, the Philistines. But it had a lot of incredible sort of supernatural abilities. It says in the Old Testament there, and it talks about streams of fire, holy fire, I guess you could say, coming out of the poles, leveling mountains, and killing off the scorpions and the snakes in the way, and also the people, that the enemies that were in the mountains. And for those who have a scientific sort of disposition, there are ways of explaining, I have it in my book as well, how it's possible for such a box to be, it's sort of like a huge transformer, like a big capacitor, I guess you could say.
Yeah, if you're looking for like a natural explanation for a supernatural occurrence.
Exactly.
All right, we've got a break coming up after the break. All of these tunnels underneath Israel, but can you get inside these tunnels? And is it possible that this is where the Ark of the Covenant is contained today? More with our special guest, Harry Moskoff, right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, our special guest this hour, live from Israel, is Harry Moskoff, and his website, his new website, which we're going to talk about here this segment, is harryhmoskoff.net. That's Harry, H, and then MOSKOFF.net. harryhmoskoff.net. And Harry, before we talk about the website, for people that want to get the book, people that want to watch the movie, I'm over at Amazon, and is that where people would go to get the book? And is the DVD, I don't see that there. How would they watch the movie?
Okay, I appreciate you mentioning that, Jim. First of all, I have to just apologize. It sounds like I have a cold over here. It's a bit of an allergy, sinus allergy. So that combined with the fact that I basically just woke up.
Yeah, it's so, 5 in the morning there. Yes, sir.
Great.
No worries. But, you sound great.
Thank you. And it's great, by the way. Thanks for having me back on the show.
So, you're welcome.
Right, as you said, the internet, the book is on sale on Amazon. The ARC Report, you can check it up there. It's also on sale for about half the price at a website called Israel365.com. And I think there it's $24.95. And you can see the trailers on the website of the last film that I did, which I think has around 55,000 views or so. I just did it about 6 months ago, 9 months ago. And that's really it's just a short documentary, 15 minutes or so. You should be able to see that from the website as well, or from my Moskoff Media channel or my personal channel on YouTube. But that short documentary has within it something that really follows the book a lot more precisely than the first movie. The first movie, which hasn't been distributed yet, did do very well. It won gold, actually, in its premiere in Houston, its U.S. premiere at World Fest. But it's still going to some of the film festivals, that circuit. But a trailer for that can also be seen on the website. That was a sci-fi, basically, one of Israel's first sci-fi spin-offs of this book. And it also has to do with finding the Ark, etc., in the future. Very interesting storyline, but it's not available yet. That one, which is a half an hour.
What is the name of the newer movie? What is that one called?
The new one is also called The Ark Report, but the Ark Report sequel. The Vessels of King Solomon's Temple. That's really, even if you search under the Vessels of King Solomon's Temple, you should be able to see this, because the movie deals with this incredible story that happened about 100 years ago, where a farmer in Israel actually found these temple vessels from King Solomon on his property, and it's animated. It goes through, and I also have a theory as to where, it's actually even more than a theory. It's really quite precise, I think. Based on certain things, archaeological evidence, etc., as to where this field really is in the Jerusalem area.
Now, tell me about, I love this new website, harryhmoskoff.net. And in particular, if you go there, folks, and you click on history, you sort of, is this like, it's almost like an animated, if you click on these different topics, it kind of takes you through. I didn't go through all of this, but it's really interesting. How many pages of information are there if people go there? Some beautiful graphics and just a lot of really good background information. And how it works, folks, is you pick one of four topics. So, for example, one of the topics is, where is the Ark of the Covenant? So you click on that, and then it takes you to, you're reading a book, and you go through and you read it, and then you click on the arrow at the bottom, and it takes you to the next section, which talks about the temple vessels. Tell us how this works and how many pages of information people will find in this section of your website.
Well, it is a new website, and we're very proud of it. It leads, it's actually about five, six pages of historical information on the Temple Mount, things that happened, historical things that happened on the Temple Mount. We read here in Israel, each week we read a different section of the Torah, of the Bible, and we just finished reading last week about Abraham and his sacrifices that he did throughout Israel, in Shechem and other areas, which is now Nablus, and of course the Temple Mount, and with Isaac, you know, that whole process that happened over there. It goes on in chronological order. It's all the way up to, I think it's 1992, things that, you know, historical things that happened of significance surrounding the Temple Mount in particular, and Jerusalem in general. And then the website goes off to other things, articles that I wrote about the subject in the Jerusalem Post, and other sort of peripheral things that happened, stories about Rabbi Gorin, which are in the book, where he actually went to, he attempted, and actually was partially successful in 1967 after the Six-Day War in going into what you mentioned, some of the tunnels underneath the Temple Mount, and in searching for the Ark, actually, with partial success. And
so tell us about the tunnels. That, I mean, I'm fascinated by this. Are these tunnels, were they always known to be there, or were they secret? Because I wonder if they were always known to be there, if during, you know, the time prior to 1967, if treasure hunters would not have gone in there and found the Ark of the Covenant, if that in fact is where it is. So how many miles of tunnels, and do you actually know where all the tunnels are, and were they secret until recent years?
Well, that's actually a very good question. The truth of the matter is there's 45 cisterns underneath the Temple Mount. Many of them, perhaps definitely the far majority, were mapped out by Charles Warren when he came here in 1867 to 1880. So he really had a carte blanche, as it were, to map these things out. And he actually went down into a lot of these cisterns. There's about 50 tunnels we know of today underneath the Temple Mount, some right under the Dome of the Rock itself, the Cave of the Souls, it's called. There's a slab under there. Excuse me. It's basically impossible now, politically, you know, regarding the geopolitical scenario of today, to go down there and actually see them. But they do exist. I mentioned in my book four or five of these tunnels, where they are and how, if and when the time comes to actually look for the Ark, a starting point to really go there into these tunnels. One was called Warren's Gate, which you could get to through the Western Wall tunnels. And you see this big arch, this gate, which leads to a cistern about 100 feet long on the other side of the Western Wall. And from there, it branches off into some other tunnels. And it's fascinating. It's quite scary, actually.
And you're saying that no one is allowed in those tunnels? They're actually existing tunnels. They're not like collapsed tunnels. We're going to a break coming up here. So when we come back from the break, more about these tunnels. This is just fascinating to me. And inside one of these tunnels could very well be the Ark of the Covenant, according to our guest. Fascinating. Check out his website, harryhmoskoff.net. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, as much as I would like to just dominate the rest of this discussion, I will open it up to callers if you'd like to jump on the phone line tonight at 877-317-6432. Your questions for Harry Moscoff as we talk about the Ark of the Covenant, the tunnels underneath Israel, his book and movie projects, 877-317-6432. Or you can send your questions by email to jim@christianmoney.com. Please include your city in the subject line if you send your question by email. Again, the phone number, 877-317-6432. Harry, so we were talking about these tunnels or cisterns. So the purpose of the tunnels principally was to carry water. Is that correct?
Many of them, yes. Many of them were designed originally that way. Even during Herodian time, 2,000 years ago, they actually built a bore cistern. But as Jerusalem grew and grew, it was a Roman city at that time. So, yeah, they had to put in more cisterns in and around the mikvahs, which is a ritual bath for the Jewish pilgrims that were actually going up there to the Temple Mount. But to purify themselves, they would go in these ritual baths. So many, many of them are there, especially recently.
So for those tunnels that did not have a purpose of carrying water, what was their purpose then? Were they used as for military escape? You know, they say there's tunnels under our White House for the president to get out. I don't know if that's true or not, but was it something along those lines, a strategic way to get in and out of the temple if they had to?
That's right, actually. There's one famous tunnel that the real Indiana Jones, you know, Professor Dr. Vendel Jones, that he actually discovered. There's a tunnel, theoretically, it still exists, 18 miles long from the southern slope of the Temple Mount where Zedekiah, Tzidkiyahu, HaMelech, the king, the last king, Judean king, before the first temple, King Solomon's temple was destroyed. So he actually went down this long tunnel, 18 miles long, all the way to the plains of Jericho to escape. He was found, actually, on the other end, this, through a very interesting story that's there in Chronicles. But that's one tunnel that goes all the way down. There were escape tunnels. There were other tunnels that were used besides water for purposes of for hiding during a war, which many, many priests, Jewish priests, did hide in there, and unfortunately were later killed, found out by the Babylonians during the conquest of the first temple. So there are tunnels, historic, incredible tunnels that also lead westward towards the old city in Jerusalem, both the Muslim quarter and the Jewish quarter. So there, it's fascinating. There really are tunnels there. Of course, it's impossible now to, although people have tried, and I have pinpointed where these entrances are. I'm actually doing a new movie now with, that actually goes to these spots, some of these spots.
So the entrances are, the entrances are hidden? Is that why someone couldn't just sneak and get into one of these tunnels today? Or are they ruins where you really can't get into the tunnel because of, of it being collapsed or something along those lines?
Some of them are really hidden, but many of them, we know where many of them really are, but they've been blocked up by the Muslim walk, the Jordanian walk, which is the authority that has day-to-day maintenance. They know that's the last thing that they want, working with the Palestinian Authority. They don't want, they're obviously, in this sort of, I would say, this, their view is to really sort of take some of these things. They try to prevent, they try to prevent any Jewish connection to the Temple Mount, to the Western Wall, to UNESCO, etc.
Which is the general, the anti-biblical archaeology position they have, because if you were to find the Ark of the Covenant or any other, items from history, then it would give legitimacy to the claim of that location, for Old Testament believers as opposed to the Muslims. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's some of the things that we have to deal with. They deliberately actually blocked up a lot of these tunnels. The archaeologists here, a lot of my colleagues, we know where it is. We know where some of these entrances are, and they're fascinating, and they're beautiful, beautifully engraved ceilings, carved, or beautiful passageways that go underneath the Temple Mount that are ancient, but many of them have been blocked up. Some of them really do lead to, that could lead to these, incredible artifacts. One, of course, the most is the Ark of the Covenant itself, and there are ways to actually get to it, but it's playing with fire at the moment, unfortunately.
Yes, and forgive my reference to your holy book as the Old Testament, sort of a Christian view on that.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably hear that description in many cases. So what would be the official Jewish terminology? Obviously, the Torah is the first five books, but how do you refer to your entire book other than the Torah?
We call it the Tanakh.
Okay, the Tanakh.
The Tanakh, yeah.
Very good. And you, and for folks listening, he is an Orthodox rabbi, so he can give us the proper terminology here. Okay, a lot of questions coming in. I'm going to go to this first one from Dallas, even though they weren't first in line. Dallas, Texas wants you to talk about the Knights Templar and their whole involvement in guarding the temple, any involvement in the tunnels. Man, anytime Knights Templar comes up, the conspiracy theories, and if I can just put that in my tag now on this recording, I'll get 10,000 downloads tomorrow just because I have Knights Templar in there, all the Da Vinci Code movies and everything else. Tell us about the Knights Templar.
Well, they did some fascinating work, in that time period when they were really in control of Jerusalem. And they actually did look for the Ark of the Covenant, along with the Crusaders, for that matter. They were also in the area. And during their time, they did dig we have today different tunnels with the exit. We know where they exit on Via Dolorosa Street there. If you know the old city of Jerusalem, we do have some access to tunnels that they actually, from dating way back to that time, and they did do a lot of work. They were convinced. They had, of course, a very special ritual, which I understand there are certain people of the Freemasons have carried on. There is sort of a loose connection between them, apparently. But they had, I guess you could call it secret, different rituals dating back from the construction of the temple, King Solomon's temple, how he did it mathematically, what it meant in a supernatural sense. So they really had this. They did actually do some work and some archaeology on the Temple Mount underneath, and they found, you know, they did find certain tunnels that opened up. The problem is that I give them credit for doing that, no question about it, and for sort of guarding that area. Again, they were, as we know, they were big bankers, and they were able to send money back and forth to Europe. I've been to actually some of those places in Europe where they were, but one of the things that they were able to do is go down underneath the Temple Mount without any problems, obviously, and look for the Ark. The problem is that they were looking for this golden chest that we mentioned, I described earlier, but what they really should have been looking for, as we found out during my own sort of archaeological, during this whole project, is they should have been looking for a room, because King Solomon actually made a room, constructed a room at the very beginning of the temple as part of the temple with golden floors, golden walls, just like the Holy of Holies above it. Down below, they made a room. King Solomon designed a room that the Ark would be in about almost 400 years after the original construction was built. So the Ark was lowered into this room where it is today, and then when the Knights Templar went to look for the Ark and others afterwards, even up until Charles Warren, it basically, it should have been looking for this chamber.
Looking for that room, the chamber, and we have a break.
Exactly.
When we come back, a couple of great questions here from listeners in Chicago. We're going to get to those. Your questions as well, 877-317-6432. The search for the Ark of the Covenant. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, the website is harryhmoskoff.net. harryhmoskoff.net. And great question here coming in from Chicago. They want to know, can they support you in your work through crowdfunding? And also, do you do tours where they could come to Israel and go around to some of these sites with you? I think I had read something, Harry, about you having some kind of crowdfunding. Am I wrong on that?
Well, I had definitely thought of it, Jim. No question about it. Many people have suggested it. I never actually got it off the ground. But now that more people are want to get involved from all around the world, you know, whether it's actually trying to acquire some of these properties where we think that the temple vessels are. We mentioned the Knights Templar, so I went to southern France, actually, to one of these cathedrals, a couple of them, actually, and I was, you know, inquiring there and also in other places around Jerusalem. Now, according to this theory, of course, I think that the Ark stayed where it was and is where it was, where it has been for the past 2,700 years. It could be that the Knights Templar took other vessels over there, but I am actually, the idea of raising money to go ahead and acquire some of these properties and go ahead with excavating and looking at to get the right permissions, et cetera, is fascinating and it is gaining momentum. So please, whoever's calling in about that, I really do appreciate it. You can certainly start something. I'm willing to go forward if anybody wants to join me and assist me and start a crowdfunding project. I would be interested in that.
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe a Kickstarter to fund your next movie. What about this part B to their question about like tours? You know, there are various Israel tours. You can buy tour packages. Is there a Harry Moskoff tour that people can sign up for?
Well, again, that's also something that's been suggested. I haven't officially started on that. I mean, I give informal tours to groups when I go there. I just gave one 2 weeks ago. If someone wants to contact me through either my Facebook page, the Ark Report, or my email, which is office@harryhmoskoff.net, that's one way of reaching me. And you know, if anyone in your audience happens to be in Israel and would like a tour, I would be willing to do a personal tour. It definitely takes time away from my regular activities, but that's okay because this is really my passion. This is what I love to do. And if I can inspire people that way, no matter what the background, sure, I would.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun and be very interesting. Yeah. All right, another question from Chicago. They want to know if there is any tunnel access today. They're saying that they went online and have seen pictures of people in these tunnels. Are some of the tunnels accessible to tourists, or is that just a misunderstanding on their part?
Well, it's yes and no. It depends who you are, really, here in Israel and who your contacts are, essentially. Generally speaking, the only real tunnel that's open to the public is the Western Wall Tunnel that go all the way up to Via Dolorosa now on the north side. They opened that years ago. That's really the other tunnels that go easterly from there, meaning underneath the Dome of the Rock, etc., those have all been blocked up. There is one entrance on the southern side from a very old 2,000-year-old tunnel that goes in underground and comes up onto the Temple Mount originally. That is only available to certain archaeologists, and it's kept very protected by the Muslim authorities, who will soon, deny its existence altogether, because it was related to the Second Temple. It was actually one of the entranceways to the Second Temple. There are incredible passageways underneath the Temple Mount that lead to these ritual baths that the priests used to take. I'm actually a priest as well, a Jewish priest going back from that time. And so we found tunnels that went on. And even I have very difficult, to get permission to go down there is extremely difficult, and you need political connections. Etc. What we call it is your protectia.
Sounds like Trump could get permission to go into the tunnels. Maybe that's
sure, that
with his political cast right now. But all kidding aside, Northern California is emailing and they're looking for the payoff pitch. So they're saying, where is it exactly that you think the Ark of the Covenant is? Or is that sort of like asking you to show your poker hand? Is that a closely guarded secret of yours?
Well, it is and it isn't. It is in the sense that some of the rabbis that support my work here in Israel and abroad, including the chief rabbi of Israel, have told me, your theory is great. We're working with it. The Knesset now is working with this theory because it puts the temple between the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa. So it doesn't, that would be the spot, the Ark underneath. So we have support for it, on the one hand, to reveal where the Ark is approximately. But then he told me, don't be too specific. Many of these rabbis told me, don't be too specific. But the next movie that we're making, actually, is getting much, much closer. There are some, in answer to the question, there are some massive stones in the Western Wall Tunnel, which I can show people, which I do show people. And next to those stones, right across, there were some tests relatively recently by the University of Calgary and the University of Nebraska using some incredible techniques. Also from above, there are subsurface mapping techniques that show cavities below the Temple Mount, and it's actually proving to a great extent this theory, my theory about where the Ark is. Next to some of these massive stones, in the Western Wall Tunnel is approximately, across from that, about 8 meters down, because we're talking about the First Temple period, and about 35 meters out would be where the Ark is, basically to the southwest of the Dome of the Rock.
So it's close to the temple. It's not hidden 17 miles down an 18-mile tunnel.
No. That would have been the escape route if they had actually brought those vessels out. Some of them were brought out, and some may be in that tunnel still, the one that goes to Jericho. But the Ark itself is not that. It's really sort of right there. There's about 4 layers, and the Knights Templar do this. They may have actually come to the wall where the chamber of the Ark really is, and there's about 4 layers of different, you see those pictures of Solomon's stables. There's arches. built upon other arches. So that's the way the Temple Mount was built up. That was the foundation of the temple itself. So in those sort of raised-like passageways, there's a chamber, and that's where it is.
Very, very fascinating. Jacksonville, Florida wants to know, do you believe that the government in Israel knows the location, but as you said, for political reasons, does not want to disclose that?
Well, I mean, I've been in touch with them myself, the Prime Minister's office, etc., because we are, you know, we are looking at a huge, you know, groundbreaking, no pun intended, obviously a biblical proportions. We're talking about the Ark of the Covenant here.
And the greatest discovery in all of archaeology.
Exactly. And they're the most powerful. I mean, the Ark is essentially indestructible. Anybody who owns it has sovereignty over the land. It'll change the balance of power in the Middle East when the CIA got involved at one point, even during 1995 to 1998, during the excavations in Qumran. So there's a lot of power there. I mean, I think the Israeli government does know where, knows where it is. I think they've read my articles. I have people there, like Danny Dagon, who's now the UN representative of Israel, the ambassador to the UN. So he was in, he's in my movies, etc. We do have support from that, the right-wing government here. But they do know, I think that they have a very good idea, but they certainly wouldn't come out with that in the, political environment of today. Definitely, if there's any, you know, the two-state solution is pretty much, it's sort of dead in the water. Which we're very thankful for in many ways, but I think that the Palestinian Authority would definitely, even, I think they themselves also have a good idea, the Muslims in charge of the Temple Mount, because of these things that happened before, people tried to go into the tunnels and breaking through, etc. So they know, even they know, and I probably on their radar in some way as well, but the point is that I think it's like, they know, but, you know, they're sort of waiting.
It seems like people know the general location, and, wow, if it were to be discovered, how exciting would that be? Our special guest, Harry Moskoff. Check out his website, harryhmoskoff.net. His book, The Ark Report, the movies, all of that you can find online. If you need links, you can email me directly, jim@christianmoney.com. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.